וזה בחינס עניין בילום שהופך השם הכלולו לברוכה. With this we could understand the incident with Bilam, whereby Bilam came to curse the Jews, and Hashem converted the curse to a blessing. Kimo shekosuv, vayahafoich Hashem alekecha lecho es haklolo levrocha, ki ahevcha Hashem alekecha. Because Hashem loved you, he converted the curse to a blessing. Ki Bilam choshav lekalel es Yisrael chas v'shalom ha'idei chet ha'egel. Bilam thought that because the Jews had participated in the egel, he would be able to curse them. Kimo shekosuv, vayoshes el hamidbar ponov. As the pasuk says, that Bilam turned his face to the desert before he cursed the Jews. Kimo shepirush Rashi, as Rashi writes there, that he turned to the desert because he wanted to arouse the anger of Hashem on Klal Yisrael as a result of what they had done in the desert, the golden calf. Ki al yidei avodah zorah mafridin hachius hanimshach mibchinas keseder mibchinas mo. Because we had learned before that through the crime of avodah zorah, a person cuts off the flow of energy that's coming from keseder, which is bechinas mo, vazai hoylech shaloi keseder, and then the shaloi keseder acts in a shaloi keseder way, vazai tuchal haklola chas v'shalom lochul, and then it would become possible for the curse to take effect. Because the main thing that makes it possible for a curse to take hold is when there's midas hadin, which is shalei keseder. V'zeh b'chinas haklolo sheniskalalu meichet odom arishin kanal. That's also the concept of the curses that went into effect when Odom Arishin ate from the tree of wisdom, where because there was this shalei keseder and it was unplugged from the keseder, it resulted in klolo. V'hakol tolui b'hadibur. And note, where does the curse or blessing come from? It comes through the power of speech, shehu b'chinas malchus. The peh is always compared to malchus. The mouth is an inyan of malchus. Shaloi keseder. Shekol b'chinas shaloi keseder nasa al yedei shenifrat m'b'chinas keseder al yedei chet avodah zorah. Whereby the mouth, or the malchus, is able to conduct itself in a shaloi keseder way when it's unplugged from the bechina of keseder, from the moyach, from the moichin, from the concept of keseder, through the crime of avodah zorah, for example, bechinas nirgan mafrid aluf. As we learned earlier, that an act of idol worship separates the aluf. Aluf was the shem havaya b'milui alfin. The shem mo, it separates it from the shaloi keseder. Then it becomes possible to bring forth a curse from the dibur, that the malchus, the shaloi keseder, should result in curses. Aval Hashem Yisborach chomal al Yisrael. However, Hashem took pity on Bnei Yisrael. V'hofach haklolo levrocha. Kama shekosu v'yafoich Hashem. V'yahafoich daiko. It says Hashem turned it around. V'yahafoich means turned it around. We said shelo keseder is tof shin reish kuf. It's upside down. Note the posuk v'yahafoich. He turned it around to keseder. Ki barachamov chomal al Yisrael. Hashem, with his kindness, took pity on the Jews. V'yomamshich chius mebchinas mo keseder lebchinas shelo keseder. And he forced the flow of chius from keseder, which is bechinas mo, into the shaloi keseder, v'ydezeh nishapech hakol keseder, and that converted everything to keseder, bechinas ponim beponim, which we said is face to face, when the Hashem and the Shechina are face to face. V'zehu v'yahafoich daiko. This is why the pasuk uses the wording. It doesn't say Hashem destroyed the curse. It says Hashem turned it around, upside down. Vayafach means to turn something upside down or right side up. Bechinas shaloi keseder, shemishom hishtal shulos achizas haklola chas v'shalom. Hashem changed shenishapech bechinas shaloi keseder, shemishom hishtal shulos achizas haklola chas v'shalom lebechinas ponim. The shaloi keseder was turned around to keseder, to ponim, to bracha. V'chol zeh hoyo al yedei Moshe. Who was the one who was able to affect all of this? Moshe Rabbeinu, that despite the Egel HaZohov, Bilam should not be able to curse, that his curse should not be able to take effect, but rather Hashem should change his words into bracha. Because it's brought in this chapter, in the Likutei Moran that we're talking about now, this chapter 82, with Keseder and Shelo Keseder, it says over there, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a chiddush in that he was able to attach himself to the lowest Jew. Because Hashem, the heavenliness, is found even in the lowest madrega. Nimtzo shal yidei Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom kol Yisrael heim smuchim tomed l'Hashem Yisborach. Therefore, through Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Jews are always considered to be close to Hashem. They're always plugged in. V'afilu k'shem choytim chas v'sholom, even when they commit sins, einoy master ponov mehem, Hashem does not hide his face from them completely. Ki Moshe mekashrom l'Hashem Yisborach tomid, because Moshe Rabbeinu maintains a constant kesher with Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is always in close contact with Hashem. If Moshe Rabbeinu is also always in close contact with every year, even the worst Russia, then automatically the worst Russia is always plugged into Hashem. Kihu moitzei lukus afilu bahakal shebekalim. Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to find heavenliness even in the lowest Jew. Rabbeinu Zal says there, that's how he was able to defend them when it came to Regel Azov. He was only able to defend them because he was able to see good in them even after they had committed the Regel Azov. V'chol ze posach Moshe derech kvusha b'mem yomim achroinim shel kabbalah satorah kimu v'sham. Rabbi Nizal explains over there that this derech of being able to find a schus in every single yid, even the lowest yid, Moshe Rabbeinu established this derech in the last 40 days of Matan Torah, meaning from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had three 40-day rounds with Hashem. Shavuos, he went up to heaven, came back down on Shivos or Betamuz with the Luchos, which he broke and smashed when he saw the Jews worshipping the golden calf. Then he went up a second time from Chai Tammuz till Rosh Chodesh Elul, and Hashem had not yet forgiven the Jews. And then he went up for a third round, the final 40 days, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, when he came down with Vayomer Hashem Solachti Kidvorecha, and that's when he came down with the second set of Luchos. So that was the time when he set this precedent, that even when the Jews are at their lowest level, they're still close to Hashem, they're still plugged into Hashem. Ki al yidei ha-Torah ha-Kdoshah, shehim shech Moshe li-Yisrael, Aideze Yisrael Mikushorim Lo'olam Bo Yisborach. As a result of Moshe Rabbeinu succeeding in bringing the Torah down to Klal Yisrael, even after the Egel Hazov, being able to give us the Torah, by that he guaranteed that we will always be plugged into Hashem, no matter what. Because the Gemara says that even the worst Jewish sinner is loaded with mitzvahs, like a pomegranate is loaded with pits. The Torah Hashem temimo meshivas nefesh, and the pasuk says that the Torah has the ability to be meshiv nefesh, to get a person to return to Hashem. Midarkei miso ledarkei chayim, it has the ability to bring a person back from death to life. Ki haTorah machkimas pesi, the Torah has the ability to take a fool and make him smart, meaning to shine chachmo chiyus sechel into him. V'afilu mi shenofal amakom shenofal v'hu rochak moed mashem yisbarach edem ayis avaroim, even a person who falls to the lowest level and he's very far from Hashem as a result of his bad deeds, afal pikein yochoy lehiskarev l'ashem yisbarach bekal al yidei limura Torah kdusha, still by learning the Holy Torah he has the ability to come close to Hashem. Ki hak Torah kdusha yoredes afilu lemi shehu be'im ke'aklipoiz b'shol ta'achiz chas v'shalom, because the Torah has the ability to go down, to be brought down to a person who is even in the lowest level. U'moyereres loisoy, it has the ability to inspire him and wake him up. U'mekareves loisoy l'Hashem Yisborach, and bring him close to Hashem. Bebechinas, as there's a posuk that says, Avadoin umovos omru bozneinu shamanu shimo, destruction and death said, we heard, We heard what Hashem said. We heard the Torah. Meaning, Hainu Shafilu Mishahu Bidyuta Tachtoina Chasashon, even a Jew who is in the lowest Madrega, Bemoder HaKlipois, he's mamish in the jaws of the lion, in the super Klipois, Shehim Bechinas Avadoin Umoves, which are called death and destruction, Gamheim Shoimim Shimo Shel HaTorah. It's even possible from there to hear the proclamation of the Torah, Shehinoi Senes Lipsoim Orma, which gives wisdom to the worst fool. Ki oiraiso machrezes tomid admosai psoim tehevu pesi. Because the Torah makes a proclamation every day. How long are you fools going to enjoy your foolishness? This is why Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, I think in Torah Yudalit in the beginning, that in order to be makariv rechoikim, Rabbeinu Zal puts it in the simplest terms. If you want to take people that are far from Hashem and bring them close to Hashem, the only way to do it is through the Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk, a simple pasuk, Yafutsu Mainoisecha Chutza. That if you want to do outreach into the chutz, outside, the tool is the Mayonois, the wellsprings of Torah. And again, if you look at people who have succeeded in being makar of others the right way, to be makar of people and make them into real religious Jews, how did they do it? By teaching them Torah. They gave shiurim and that kind of thing, and they were able to take people who are mechalei Shabbos and make them into shomrei Torah, make them into religious Jews. This is the Torah has the ability to go down to the person, and it has the ability to wake up a person who's, even while he's in the klipos, even while he's involved in drugs or each one and whatever problem he's involved in. The fact is, Shahatoyra Kdoisho, Hiyorede, Safilu, Beimke, Tohoim, Lo'oira, Afilu, Apocheshe, Bepchusim, Lashem Isborah. The Torah has the ability to go down to the lowest depths to arouse and inspire a person, even from the lowest person, to Hashem. Through the study of Torah, a person could come close to Hashem, even if he's mamish in Shoel Tachtis, in the lowest, the seventh Gehenna, you know, the lowest. Ukemoisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tuma. That the Gemara says that regarding a certain halacha, that Divrei Torah don't are mekabel tumah as far as the Sefer Torah or whatever, but here Rav Nosson Zal is quoting it to mean that therefore, in other words, it can go into the tumah and it won't be harmed. V'al kein, afilu hazovin vatz ha-metzoroim oiskim ha-toyra. Even a zov or metzoira is allowed to learn. He's in a state of super tumah. Why don't we say that he's going to harm the Torah can reach him and can help him. Zeremes, Shafilu Elu Shem Besitru Dina Savusa. This is hinting to us that even those who are on the side of Tuma, Gamheim Tsrichim Lasig Batoira. Their solution is the study of Torah, Ki HaTorah Tekarev Gam Oisam Lashem Izborah. The Torah will even be able to bring them close to Hashem. Kamei Shekosuv, as it says in the Chumash, it says over there that there's going to come a time when the Histarti Ponai, Hashem says, I'm going to hide my face from the Jews. And it says, V'onso Hashira Hazois Lefono. And this song, this Torah, will cry out to the person, Ki loisi shokach mipi zaroi, because it will never be forgotten from the Jewish people. Meaning that even when a person will be in a super hastorah, the Torah will be able to bring him out of it. Hainu, Shafilu kishisroel him choitim chas v'shalom, v'ideizeh hoyu misrachim me'ashem izborach, even when the Jews will commit a lot of sin, which caused them to become far from Hashem, v'bchinas hastoras ponim chas v'shalom, meaning they'll go so far away from Hashem, where they don't see Hashem's face anymore, kavyachon, avol ha-toyro tekari voisam, but the Torah will bring them close. Afilu be'eis shehem nizoifim urechoikim chas v'shalom, itzad ma'aseim, even at a time when they are rejected and dejected as a result of their misdeeds, the Torah has the ability to go down to them where they are, and from where they're at, the Torah will have the ability to turn them around and get them to do tshuva. Bibchinas, V'onso Hashira Hazois, Ki Lo Yisi Shokach. As it says, this song will cry out because it can't be forgotten.